internet. From the internet. To your ears, this is RFD.
Alert! 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he, the Stephen Roy. It is the first day of fall, can you believe it? September 21st, 2024. Before you ask, yes, that is my real name. I just noticed the volume is like super high on the computer. It explains why I had to turn it down so much. Okay. Wasn't me that's too loud, it was the, although that has happened. No, it was the mixer was too high on the playout system. It's super high tech. It is so high tech in this studio. I've been using the same computer, the same Sony Vaio XP sucks, since, since early 2002, I'm pretty sure. I arrived in West Texas, might have been late 2001. I arrived in West Texas not West Texas. No, it was Bend, Oregon. I arrived there in the fall of 2001. Yes, so it could have been late 2001, early 2002. Started doing the show on Radio Free Dish Nuts and the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network. Thanks to Dish Nut Pat and the Dish Nuts for still broadcasting the show. Can you believe that? We're talking 25 years ago, essentially. Almost, if not. It's incredible. So, 24 years ago? Anyway, let's not argue over semantics. I'm still using this old XP box, and it sucks.
XP sucks!
Yes, thank you, Brad. It does. It sucks. Brad, of course, the program director of the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network. It doesn't matter when we win the Powerball tonight and we're multimillionaires. It doesn't matter. I'm still not going to forget where I came from. I'm still going to forget everyone who made this radio venture possible. And now if I could just find somebody to hire me. I think I'll talk about that on the Rumble. Why not? Let's talk about it. Let's do the Rumble now. Welcome to the Rumble for September 21st, 2024. Let me take my headphones off. This is Stephen Roy. And, there's always the great television and radio when you have to adjust your buttocks. In fact, let me push this microphone back a little bit. Yep. And then rock the whole desk. Yes, I am Stephen Roy. That is my real name. Thank you for joining me. And can you believe it's the first day of fall already? Now, I changed the filters on my HVAC system during the week. You should too. That's something you should do. Every season change, you should change your HVAC filters. Here in West Texas, we run the air conditioning all summer. So they were bad. They were bad. And it does get cold here in the winter. There's just enough wind and dust for Yankee repellent. That's what they call it here. Now, if you want to see a good comedian, if you get a chance in your town or anywhere close, go see Ben Bailey. He was the host of Cash Cab for like 15 years. And he's awesome. Very funny, man. Been doing stand-up for 30 years. I laughed until I cried. It was very funny. Great show. Certainly enjoyed that with D last night. Today, the Texas Tech Red Raiders take on Arizona State here in Lubbock, Texas, the home of Patrick Mahomes. In fact, they've enclosed the stadium with a new southern end zone building, and it's beautiful. I was there last weekend. Absolutely beautiful. When I walked around the southern end zone to get to the entrance of the stadium, if I had more time, I would have walked through the southern end zone, but we had to walk around the southern side to the east side of the stadium. to because we had free tickets, and someone we know had the tickets. I'm not going to mention who. And so we had to meet them to be able to get in. Because tickets are now non-transferable. When you buy them, they're yours. You can't give them away. So she had to literally to let us into the stadium. I talked to you about the game last week. Why do I mention it now? The home of Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech. That's who's playing today. So wreck 'em, Tech. So I wanted to get to going on the show because it's afternoon and the game is at 2:30. So I wanted to get the show recorded beforehand. Now, if we're interrupted during the show today, during the Rumble today, we may have to do part one and part two so we don't have to start over again. We'll see what happens. Reason being is that I have the jacuzzi empty all winter. And because who wants to go, I mean, not all winter, all summer, because who wants to go in the hot tub when it's 100 degrees out? Nobody. So I emptied it good. And then when I refilled it, the pump didn't work. Well, there was already a pump failing. First, the pump was making noise. Then another pump stopped pumping on the right side of the hot tub. And now the left side doesn't work either. So all I hear is like a humming when I go to turn the pumps on. So a repairman's supposed to come today, so we may be interrupted. Just warning you in advance. So let's go ahead and get to the X. You can follow me on X at Stephen Roy Radio. Have almost 5,600 followers. Thank you for following me there. And I'm getting more and more followers on the Rumble. So if you watch the Rumble, thank you so much for watching me there. I'll see if I get to it, but one of my followers asked, is this the worst presidential candidate in Cackling Cammy that we've ever had? And I said, yeah. In my lifetime, I'm 58 years old. In my lifetime, Cammy is the worst presidential candidate in history. So if you vote for it, you're an idiot because she has no policy. She has nothing but an experience of failure. She failed first of all, let's talk about how she got into politics.
Well, you shouldn't talk about that, Damon, because that's the past. That's the past!
You're talking about President Trump's past. So let's talk about Cammy's past. Here's how she got into politics. She was the mistress of a much older Willie Brown. He was the Speaker of the House in California for many years, and he was the most powerful politician. Willie Brown is instrumental in turning California into Skankafornia. I escaped Skankafornia in 2017, and thank God I did. I thank God every day for West Texas. I love living here. This is God's country, okay? That's what this is. This is God's country. That is Skankafornia, because politicians like French Laundry Gabby have destroyed the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood, because it was a beautiful state. I didn't have to worry about being abducted. I never saw a homeless person. Where I grew up in the Temple City, Arcadia area, I don't think I ever saw a homeless person in the San Gabriel Valley ever in my childhood. Never did. It was a wonderful place to live. Wonderful. And I don't even like going back there because I don't like seeing what it has become. Just looking over at the mixer to see what's going on over there. See the audio? You can see it flashing in there. Now, I expect it to be lower when I'm over here and that's over there, but been having problems. I know it's a connection problem. I don't think it's the mixer, but because the mixer is relatively new. It's top of the line Behringer. It's what do they call this thing? I don't even remember. It has a fancy name, a Xenix or Xenon or I don't know. So, but it's a Behringer, which is top of the line. There's nothing wrong with Behringer mixers. At church, we have one called an X32. And I'm not kidding you. It's got like 32 inputs and like 10 buses. So that's like 320 inputs. I'm not even going to pretend to know how it works. I sat up there in the booth one time and it was overwhelming. I think the most inputs I've ever had on a mixer is like a dozen, including radio stations that I worked for. So it's quite intimidating. On the drum set alone, there's probably 10 microphones just on the drum set. So, and the drum set's in a separate booth on the stage at church. I guess you could call it the altar, right? Call it the altar. See, here it goes again. Look over there at the audio. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, that's that old XP that I've been using for like 20-something years. And it still works for the podcast. So I record the podcast as we do the Rumble. So, Cackling Cammy is the worst presidential candidate in my 58 years. And there's been great admissions. Now, I can't stand to listen to her because it's like,
yeah, the time of the time of the children of all children and the time that they spend time. Ah! Stop it!
I don't want to hear it. I mean, it's like painful. Oh, word salad, stop it. So this week, Cackling Cammy, just the laugh alone makes me want to vomit. Cackling Cammy goes on the Wiggy O, right? So Wiggy O hosts some show with Cackling Cammy, and she is so bad that Wiggy O has to feed her follow-ups like,
well, don't you really mean that this and that is what you want to do? Don't you really mean that we got to do this and that?
Oh, now I only heard like 30, 45 second sound bites, but I can't listen to it. And even Clay Travis, who's a phone news sellout, Clay Travis says, I can't listen to this for 4 years. I just can't. I can't listen to this for 4 years. And Clay, you're right. I actually agree with you. I often don't. When you and Buck talk about Cammy winning, it's like, what are you doing? Are you a shill for her? What is your problem? I mean, I don't...
If Cammy wins and Trump loses...
Look, there is only one way that Hump and Harris screws the American people for another 4 years. There's only one way. Massive fraudulection. They will try to install her like a bidet. Mark my words. I got into it with a leftist this week, and I felt bad about it. And when I got a chance, I'm going to apologize to him for it. But he made me crazy. Because, you know, this guy, I've had many intelligent conversations with him. I feel like we can have an intelligent exchange without being stupid, right? And then he goes on,
well, they came, the Republicans proposed a comprehensive immigration reform.
I'm like, what are you talking about? That comprehensive reform? There's nothing comprehensive about open borders. Do you think it's okay that women and children are raped on the southern border? Do you think that's okay? That women and children are raped here in these United States? Because that's what's happening. Women and children are being raped and murdered. What about that little girl in Houston that was raped and fought back for like 2 hours until they murdered her and threw her in the river like a dead fish? I mean, what the F is wrong with you people if you think it's okay to rape and murder women and children? Because I got a news flash from your Uncle Steven. It is not okay. I have a message for you. Bring it here to West Texas. Bring it here to West Texas. Come and take it. That's my message for you. Do a home invasion at my house, and we'll see how far you get from the front door. We shall see. Yes, we will. That is why there is less crime in West Texas. That is why there is less crime in places where people are allowed to defend themselves. And then you go to places like Chirac or Skankafornia and New Yorkistan, where 75% of crime in Midtown Manhattan is by illegal aliens. Why is that? Number one, Mayor Silk Panties has made it a sanctuary city. Number two, District Attorney Alvin Soros will not prosecute crime. What happens to a criminal when he knows, if he is arrested, he's going to be released within an hour or two? What happens? They continue committing crime because they know they're going to get away with it. That's what's happening in leftist ran cities. That's what's happening. It amazes me. 50,000 illegal aliens a month, most of which don't come by the southern border anymore, most of which are flown directly into the United States under your nose, under the darkness of night, in the darkness of night. They're flying 50,000 Haitians to places like Springfield, Ohio, small towns in Pennsylvania. Do you really think it's a coinkydink that 20,000 Haitians were dropped in Springfield, Ohio, a town of like 40, 50,000 people? No, it is not a mistake. They are purposely trying to destroy conservative enclaves of the United States of America. That is the Kamal invasion bloodbath. That's what's happening right now. Do you think hundreds of thousands of people poisoned by fentanyl is just a coinkydink? Do you really think so? You think that's an accident? When they bring enough fentanyl into the United States to kill every man, woman, and child over and over again. You think it's an accident that fentanyl has replaced heroin in this nation? No, it is not. It's no accident at all. Got my yard work done before the show. And a little dehydrated. Guess I should have drank water while I was working, right? Posted a couple funny dog videos that D found and sent them to me. So check those out because they're hilarious. So let's scroll down here to on the X where you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. Chuck posted this and it's brilliant. Cackling Cammy, twice the I almost said it with a straight face. Twice the stupidity without as much dementia. Cackling Cammy, 2024. Sorry, Cammy, you're not very bright. I don't know how you passed the bar. Well, I have an idea of how you passed the bar. Remember this, in November, the people who forced you to get the coronavirus poison injection to keep your job, let in 100 million unvaxxed and unemployed illegal aliens. Now, they may not have let in 100 million, but I often say there are 100 million illegal aliens. 1 in 4 Americans in this country are not citizens. They are illegal aliens. And some dumb A this week, well, give me a source for that information. There's only 22 illegal aliens. I said, hey, brain surgeon, I know you're a rocket scientist, but where did you get 22 million? The truth is, you do not know how many illegal aliens there are. I don't know how many illegal aliens there are. Did you ever hear that term called gotaways? Well, we encountered 100,000 illegal aliens at the southern border this month. Just 100,000. You know what I told that leftist idiot? Okay, you say it's okay to let in 5,000 illegal aliens every month. Do you really think it's going to be 5,000? Because it's like 40 or 50,000 now. So let's just do 50,000. 50,000 illegal aliens a day, or is that a month? It's a month. Okay, we'll just do a month. 50,000 illegal aliens times 12, 600,000 illegal aliens, which is a conservative estimate, times 4. 2.4 million illegal aliens. We know it's more than that. Let's just say it's $150,000. 150,000 illegal aliens from virtually every nation on Earth times 12 times 4. 7,200,000 illegal aliens. There's been 20, 30, 40, 50 million. So, okay. Okay. 7,200,000. The truth is, they don't know how many illegal aliens. I am noticing more and more Spanish speakers here in West Texas. I don't really care. There are Hispanic workers that come here. I don't even blame an illegal alien for doing a construction job in West Texas. There's massive construction happening here. You're an illegal alien from some Spanish-speaking country. I don't even blame you. You know who I blame? That you're here and have a job and draw welfare and go to Wally World and spend money there. You know, I don't even blame you for being here. I blame your employer. It's illegal. If you're getting paid $10 an hour to frame a house, there's an American citizen that should be paid $20, $30 an hour to frame that house. That's why they give you money under the table, because it's cheaper. They don't have to pay for your insurance. They don't have to pay for your Social Security. They don't have to pay for your workers' comp insurance. And if you get hurt, you're effed. There is a clinic here, right here in West Texas, that will see anybody for, it's less than $100. And so that's where people go. Or they go to the emergency room. And emergency room waits have increased big time in West Texas. Why do you think that is? Illegal aliens. Fentanyl is a major problem here in West Texas. I know, because I sat on the grand jury for 2 months. I know fentanyl is a big problem in West Texas. And it's all because of the Kamal invasion bloodbath. Killing, murdering hundreds of thousands of American citizens. Hundreds of thousands of American citizens and legal immigrants are dying. Hundreds of thousands every year. And it's deliberate. Right? You got idiots in the libtard world order like Billy Gates saying, well, the earth can only sustain less than 500 million people. The other 7 billion have to die. That's what they say to your face. Why do you think they're closing farms in the Netherlands? Why do you think they're closing farms all over Europistan? I'll tell you why. Because they're trying to starve you. Why do you think there was massive riots? Yeah, I believe it was in Sri Lanka. Massive riots because people were starving because they outlawed fertilizer. Wow. Of course, here you can just go to a ranch and pick up some cow poo and you can fertilize that way. Okay, let's scroll down. Springfield, Ohio residents reveals what's really going on. Money getting funneled through NGOs and executives are getting filthy rich in Springfield, Ohio. The vice president of First Diversity drives a Maserati. What did I say? It's money laundering. Illegal aliens is money laundering. They spend billions in New Yorkistan, and guess whose hotels are getting illegal aliens? Those Democrats that made huge, huge donations to Democrat politicians, to the Democratic Party. They get the billion-dollar contracts. It's called money laundering. You give money to those hotel owners, they give money to politicians. Money laundering. So the vice president of First Diversity drives a Maserati. He spent $500,000 cash on a farm. His wife owns a bakery across the street from this gentleman. Or they just bought a property across the street from the bakery. This guy makes $150,000 to $200,000 a year driving a Maserati as a company car. It goes much deeper. There's a lot of corruption going on in our government. People know it. We see it every day. And it goes back. It goes further back. I think it's deeper than any of us realize than it is. Somebody has to follow the money trail. Always follow the money. Money laundering is the dirty little secret of all these government programs. We need a massive audit of the entire bureaucracy. Now you know why they're fighting against President Trump. Now you know. They're fighting against President Trump because he's going to shrink the size of government. He's going to end government waste, right? He's going to have Elon Musk go after all the hundreds of billions of dollars of government waste. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is going to help form the cabinet that's going to reform this United States government. That's why they're trying to kill him. Two assassination attempts. And if you think it wasn't an inside job, well, you need to put down the doobie because you're high. It was an inside job. There is a reason a man laid in wait. He lied in wait 12 hours on the edge of Trump's golf course in Florida. It's no coinkydink. He was known by the CIA, the FBI. Interpol warned about him. He went over and fought for Ukrainistan, then came back, and then was tapped to do this. If it wasn't for the Secret Service agents that caught him and chased him away and arrested him, he would have killed President Trump because he had a clear line of sight. Clear line of sight with a scoped rifle right outside of the golf course. What about the idiot that tried to shoot him in Butler, Pennsylvania? When he failed, they shot him dead. The sniper that shot him dead told people he saw him before he took the shots. And that they did not okay for him to be shot dead until after he shot at President Trump. Now, I won't believe my lying eyes, but that right there is proof it was an inside job. Hundreds of billions to Ukrainistan without any accounting. $48 billion to build electric cars all over the nation. And only 8 built. 8 electric cars, $48 billion for car chargers. $48 billion to build car chargers all over the United States. Guess how many they built? 8. 8. 08. That's less than 9, more than 7, 8, $48 billion. Do you really think it costs $50,000 for a toilet seat? Massive, massive corruption in the government. And I'm not surprised, unfortunately. And then you have this. Notice a pattern? Let's look at Asheville, North Carolina. They spent, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for electric buses. They did not work. They spent probably millions for trash trucks. They spent millions for electric trash trucks in New Yorkistan. That's right, New York City. Guess what? They averaged a length of time running of 4 hours. Now, I'm sure it's an 8-hour shift to pick up the trash on your route in New York City. Trash trucks are supposed to spend 12 hours plowing snow during a storm. They put snow plows on the front of the trash truck and they are used as snow plows. Guess what? Plowing snow for only 4 hours does not work. That's why electric vehicles are worthless. Even Elon Musk is building a Tesla semi truck. The range is 500 miles. 500 miles, when you can go easily twice that far on one fill-up of diesel in a regular 18-wheeler. You do the math. It's ridiculous. Here's a social worker right here. Social worker right here. I'm gonna retweet this. And I should have retweeted the last thing I'm going to. I'm gonna retweet this. Meet Marvina Twigg, president and CEO of the National Youth Advocate Program. This social worker received $1.2 million to move 20,000 Haitians into rural Ohio. The National Youth Advocate Project was awarded $292 million by the Department of Health and Human Services for assistance to illegal alien children in Ohio since 2021. Who knew there were hundreds of millions of dollars to be made doing social work? Your town in USA is next on their list. So you see, it's money laundering. It's all by design. All by design. And it's disgusting. NGOs are profiting big time. NGOs are going to Central and South America to recruit illegal aliens to come to the United States. Guess who's giving millions and millions and millions and millions to these NGOs? Your State Department. Secretary Blinken's State Department is advertising all over the world to bring your huddled masses, your criminals, everyone. They're not bringing rocket scientists and brain surgeons to the United States. We're talking about unskilled laborers. We're talking about criminals. We're talking about people from insane asylums. We're talking about people from jails are being emptied, and they're sending their criminals to the United States. On your taxpayer dime, they are receiving $2,000 debit cards at the southern border. Remember that story I read to you? Gentleman on Mexican radio broadcasting to San Diego, bragging that he's made 4 trips to the United States, each time getting a $2,000 debit card. Isn't that nice? And you're paying for it. $8,000 he's been paid just to step foot into the United States of America. It just makes me ill. Makes me ill. Here's the one I was telling you about. Johnny Midnight posts this. Is Humpin' Harris the most phony and annoying presidential candidate in your lifetime? I said, abso-effing-lutely, the worst in my 58 years. Did you hear the Wiggy O sound bites? Her word salad was amazingly cray-cray. Was Cackling Cammy drunk again? I think so. Reporter Katie Couric calls MAGA supporters jealous, bitter, resentful people. What is your response? Huh. I'm jealous, bitter, and resentful that my country is going to crap. Make America great again. God, why would you want to make America great again? Why would you not want to destroy the greatest nation in the history of the earth? Why wouldn't you want to destroy that? I don't know. I don't know. So I said she needs to, I can't do Yoda, but I said Katie needs to do in a voice of Yoda, a bitter has been with TDS she is. I can't do Yoda. I'm not even going to try. So a bitter has been with TDS she is. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Rocker Tommy Lee warns Trump supporters, we're going to pay you back so effing hard for all of this S. I've just got one message for this libtard. Come and take it, Tommy. Come to West Texas. Come and take it. And we'll see how that works out for you, you skinny ass. Ah! Representative Anna Paulina Luna asks, is Joe Biden still running the country? Really? The demented one? He never ran the country. I said, nip, nip, nippity nip. I love that meme. Because we do the best memes. Mm-hmm. For those of you unfamiliar with simple math, if you don't prosecute criminals of crime, of course crime goes down. Great words of James Woods. And we'll end the Rumble with that. Thank you so much for joining me on the Rumble. I do appreciate it. We'll see you next week. You have a great evening. You have a great day and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. Take down the iPad because it's super high tech, you know. Super high tech that I use, the technology used to do the Rumble video. Record it with my iPad, and then upload it to the Rumble. I'm going to go out front and see if the jacuzzi guy's here. In the meantime, I'll play some great music for you, so turn this up, this light on, turn my headphones down. I got some music queued up for you if I can find it. Oh, let's play this one first. I did queue up some music, really, I did. Deed. 34 minutes into the sewage. I did queue up some music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's play these ones next. And this one. Did you ever hear about Golden Earring? I'm sure you have. I've played them on the show before. But they're awesome. Let's play them next. I queued up a bunch of music, but I didn't put it in any sort of order. So let's do that.
And I'm going to go out front and see what is going on. That's a great song. Smash Mouth has played before a Texas Tech game. I don't remember when, but I know they did.
Was it Smash Mouth? I know Bowling for Soup has.
Yeah. I know. I can't remember one day from another. I know it. That's another great song. See, I see another great song after another great song. Avicii's awesome, isn't he? May God rest his soul. Yeah, he's great. Now I'm looking for all my I know, I'm terrible. I'm terrible. Okay, let's start with radar earring. Let's do that. Here's Twilight Zone on the Stephen Roy Show when it decides to play, because XP sucks. Somewhere along the hotel room, that the guy started to realize that eternal fate has turned his back on him. It's 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m. Are still warm. Maybe my connection's tired of taking chances. Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, all circuits are dead. Can I decode my whole life spins into a frenzy?
Yeah.
XB sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
Thank you. don't like my big red barn. A 47 Ford bullet holes in the door, broke down motor in the front yard. I gotta have a mind to paint a plywood sign and nail it up on a knotted pine tree. Saying I was here first, this is my piece of dirt, and your rambling don't rattle me. Some people care about what other people think, worry about what they say. Let a little gossip coming from a loose lip ruin a perfect day. Saying blah, 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 just a jack in their jaws, gotta let it roll off of my back. I don't give a darn what other people think. What do you think about that? What I want to, overalls, work boots, crank my music up loud. Like a sling a little mud in my four-wheel drive, trek it on into town. Shoot a little eight ball down at the pool hall, drink a beer with my friend. Now don't judge me and I won't judge you, cause we all get judged in the end. Some people care about what other people think, worry about what they say. Let a little gossip coming from a loose lip ruin a perfect day. Saying blah, 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 just a jack in their jaws, gotta let it roll off of my back. I don't give a darn what other people think. What do you think about that? About what other people think, worry about what they say. Let a little gossip coming from a loose lip will ruin my perfect day. Saying blah, 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 just a jack and their jaws, gotta let it roll out of my back. I don't give a darn what other people think. What do you think about that? Say I don't give a damn what other people think. What do you think about that?
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
We've got a thing that I suppose, red-eyed love. We've got a way no more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Oh, one more rain, I love her gone. When I get lonely and I'm sure I've had enough, she says the comfort coming in from above. We don't need to let her go. We got the ring, let's go. Radar love.
Good morning.
Can y'all feel that? Jig it out.
Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, lay the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami. Yo, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out,
"Lou, we loved your ass here."
So I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer rain game melting pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show, pound for pound anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this. And if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth.
Miami,
the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Dancing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami. Don't get me wrong, Chi-Town got it going on. And New York is the city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that L.A. and Philly stay jiggy. But on the sneak, Miami bringing heat for real. Y'all don't understand. I never seen so many Dominican women with sentiment tans. Mira, this is the plan. Take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand. Give me your hand. Damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys. Ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm trees. Cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear, you can see to the bottom. $100,000. Dollar cars, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club with the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on.
RIAA, bite me.
Denied.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
The who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republican for which in my hands
with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
No!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Alert! 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
It is hour number two of the Stephen Roy Show for September 21st, 2024. I am your hoster with the moster, Stephen Roy. It's the rant-free second hour. And that's exactly what it means. Rant free this second hour. My headphones were turned down. No wonder I couldn't hear myself. Yes, I'm deaf. It affects the monitor, too. I got the monitor, the headphone jack, all fed from a headphone amplifier.
So that's why it's so low, D-Man.
Yeah, I know. So let's play some good music for you. Let me turn this up. Oh, stop. Let me stop. Okay, this over here must be playing. So stop that. I'm going to play that for you next. I'm not even sure if it's the right song. Yep, it is the right song. And D asked me to play that for like 2 weeks ago, and I didn't for spite. So we're going to play that coming up next. But first, I want to play this one, if it plays, from Elevation Worship. Because I trust in God, and you should too. Because guess what? Things didn't go good when I didn't.
Guided by a beating heart.
That's not either. That's Avicii, and that's coming up next. Mute that. Here we go. Helps when you got the right input. Yeah, I got like four. I still haven't figured it out. Four connected. So here's Elevation Worship for you on the Stephen Roy Show. If I can get it right. Great song. Saw him in concert at the USA.
And what he did.
this shy of 8 years old, Grandma passed away. I was a broken-hearted little boy, blowing out that birthday cake. How I cried when the sky let go with a cold and lonesome rain. Mama smiled, said, "Don't be sad, child. Grandma's watching you today. 'Cause there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes if you're lonely, just remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you. Seasons come and seasons go, nothing stays the same. I grew up, fell in love, met a girl who took my name. Year by year, we made a life in this sleepy little town. I thought we'd grow old together. Lord, I sure do miss her now. But there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how I know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. Well, my little girl's 23. I walk her down the aisle. It's a shame her mom can't be here now to see her lovely smile. They throw the rice, I catch her eye as the rain starts coming down. She takes my hand, says, "Daddy, don't be sad. I know Mama's watching now. And there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. Sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. Yes, there's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. Watching over you and me. Watching over you and me. Watching over you and me.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Thank you. clothes. And he liked to wear heels and diamond rings upon everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental. He got a Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe. Great Bam, 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 Leroy Brown. Down from the floor. Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone. And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog. And it's bad, bad, bad Leroy Brown.
Somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. Relax, kick back, have a beer. It's a special little Texas town, about big as a minute. And it's sure more special now that you are in it. Everybody's somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here. This town about big as a minute, and it's sure more special now that you are in it. Oh, everybody's somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here. Everybody's somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here. Cause everybody's somebody here.
Lukenbach, Texas. That's, of course, Dale Watson. Everybody is somebody in Lukenbach, Texas. I've been there. D and I went there. We had a beer. It was great. I did. I had a Texas beer. Scheinerbach had a Texas beer. And I went through the general, little general store. There was a cat living there, just hanging out on the shelf. So cute. If you haven't been to Lukenbach, Texas, highly recommend it. We were staying in Fredericksburg for New Year's Eve. And Fredericksburg, Texas is a neat little town, German town. Yeah, of German origins. Had German food there. I don't recommend any of the tourist trap places. I went, I don't remember the name of it, but I went into a restaurant that was awesome in the basement of the old jail. There is a store in the old jail. We're seeing kind of a kitchen store. It's kind of, the building itself is worth seeing. And then the basement has a restaurant that's this really neat little restaurant. Great food. I mean, awesome food. And you got to be there when they open. You got to be there before 5 to get online because they have that few tables. Really, really neat people, nice people running it. Totally enjoyed it. That's in Fredericksburg, Texas. If you haven't been there, I recommend it. And go to Enchanted Rock. We hiked all the way around it. It was like 5 miles. It was a hike. You can walk up the rock. We didn't that day because it was so busy. Then we went to Luckenbach, Texas, which is definitely worth seeing. I do recommend it. Had a beer, chillaxed for a bit, and then headed on back to Fredericksburg, which is not far, just a few miles away. Anywho, trying to cue up some music for you, but the interwebs are not, they're not going along with me. I'll play this one from Kenny Chesney. I played it before on the show. Because, D, I enjoy going somewhere with you.
If you're going out someone new, I'm going out someone too. I won't feel sorry for me. I'm getting drunk, but I'd much rather be somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me. Singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m. You're fighting with your mom again. And I go, I go, I go somewhere with you. Yeah. I won't sit outside your house, wait for the lights to go out, call up an ex to rescue me, climb in their bed when I'd much rather sleep somewhere with you. Like we did on the beach last summer when the rain came down and we took cover down in your car out by the pier. Let me down, whispering in my ear, I hate my life. Hold on to me, all if you ever decide to leave. Then I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. I can go out every night of the week. Can't go home with anybody I meet. But it's just a temporary high. Cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you. You see me out on the town, and it looks like I'm burning it down. You won't ask, and I won't say, but in my heart, I'm always somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me. Singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m., you're fighting me. Mama, again, and I go, I go, I go. I can't go out every night of the week. Can't go home with anybody I meet. But it's just a temporary high. Cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you. Somewhere with you, I'm somewhere with you. Somewhere with you.
says don't stare at me. She's afraid that I might see those 5 extra pounds she talks about. Man, I don't know what she's talking about. She looks through magazines. With every page she dreams of looking like somebody else. I wish she wasn't so hard on herself. And then she falls asleep with just my t-shirt on. But even when her hair's messed up and her makeup's gone, you can't hide beautiful. You can't hide wonderful. There's nothing that she has to do. It just comes natural. She makes it look easy. I love what she does to me. No way to disguise the way that she shines. You can't hide beautiful. She can take a simple dress, put it on and turn some heads, man. Every time she moves, she gets me. She doesn't even know she's sexy. And the way she thinks sometimes, out of nowhere blows my mind. She makes me laugh and makes me dream. I love the way she looks at things. A little piece of heaven God gave to this world. She might think she's just an ordinary girl, but you can't hide beautiful. You can't hide wonderful. There's nothing that she has to do. It just comes natural. She makes it look easy. I love what she does to me. No way to disguise. You can't hide beautiful, oh no. You can't hide beautiful, oh no. She makes it look easy. I love what she does to me. No way to disguise. You can't have beautiful, oh no. You can't have beautiful. She's so beautiful, yeah, yeah. Oh,
turn this down since it's not working, obviously. What did you do? Applause.
Let's try again. To go to five.
No. That ain't it. That's the song that I wanted to play. And it's not playing. Oh, I see. Stop playing over here. Isn't this great radio? Yeah. What is playing over here? I think it's ads. Stop that. Okay, let's go back over here. This is what I originally wanted to play, and it's not playing. Oh, I see. It's a minute in. Let's rewind. Let's try it again. There you go. It's Steely Dan, Peg, if it decides to play, because Vista sucks bad. Vista, terrible. Good thing we win the lottery and I buy all new computers.
I seen your picture, your name in lights above it. This sucks.
It don't matter to me if you really feel that you need some time to be free. Time to go out searching for yourself, hoping to find time to go to find. It don't matter to me if you take up with someone who's better than me, 'cause your happiness is all. A lot of people have an ego hang-up 'cause they wanna be the only one. How many came before? It really doesn't matter, just as long as you're the last. Everybody moving on and trying to find out what's been missing in the past. And it don't matter to me if your searching brings you back together with me, 'cause there'll always be an empty room waiting for you, an open heart waiting for you. Time is on my side, 'cause it don't matter to me.
It don't matter to me on the Stephen Roy Show. That's great, isn't it? Great song. Great. Now, I saw Toast. Toast is the best Bread ultimate tribute band. The ultimate tribute band to Bread is Toast. So if you get a chance to see them, you need to see it. It's absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. I mean, it sounds just like that. Close your eyes. You're watching Bread. That's how good they are. So I'm going to play one more Bread, if it will play, depending on the interwebs here. It's wigging out today, and that's okay because it's 1:34 Saturday afternoon, and so what do you expect? So let's try to play that, and if it plays, I will play it for you. Thank you for joining me. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, a great week. Yes, now you have to.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it. Every little thing
time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it.
Thank you. Seems like you don't want the love of this man at all. And it's showing up now in time. So if you take a ride like mine, ooh, it's enough with my love. You know how easy it is to hurt me. Can't even tell you with my love.
Cause it's all that I've got, and my love won't listen to me.
Squeeze into yourself.
Really means a lot. savior when I fall. And you may not think I care for you when you know down inside that I really do. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep is your love? That really means a lot. Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me. La 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 la.
Did I just score?